Several groups are pointing fingers after some reported airstrikes were launched in Syria, and on just the second day of a temporary truce. The Russian Defense Ministry reported 9 violations during the first day of the agreement, and Syria's main opposition group claims a total of 15 violations were carried out by the Bashar al-Assad regime. While the party carrying out the airstrikes is still unknown, the Saudi foreign minister and anti-regime groups are saying Russia and the Syrian regime are to blame. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights claims warplanes attacked the country's northern region near Aleppo, the southern Hama region, and Raqqa, a disputed city and ISIS stronghold. Russian media says Syrian rebel groups could be to blame for attacks on Damascus. The United Nations backed a temporary ceasefire between the U.S., Russia, Syria's regime, and rebel groups, but it doesn't include terrorist groups. Despite a lot of finger-pointing, Russia, the Syrian regime, and rebel groups say they'll continue to stick to the ceasefire. For Newsy, I'm Samantha Crook.